Testing 1, 2. Hello, Lucien here.
Oh, who are these people?
I think we should pause for the Angelus. You see the dog walking across the tightrope.
The black.
The Delta.
Guess who stands with Red? I stand with Red.
Broadcasting across the internet.
This is the final season of the JL Show.
JL 209, this is the 209th episode of the JL Show. I am Lucy and Luke. Lou, and I am joined today by three colleagues of such lethal cunning. I'm joined today by Owen. Owen, how has your week been?
I fucking hate you, and Johnny has just admitted that he can do auto fellatio.
Okay, my other colleague of such lethal cunning is Johnny. Johnny, how has your week been? Kind of shit. Okay, Shane.
No,
Shane. Oh my god. I'm melting. Shane, how has your week been?
Shitty enough.
Okay, shitty enough. That's a good answer. We're going to start today's show with this week in jail history, because the past few episodes we haven't had time for this, although Michael should really be here for this week, but we'll start it off anyway. So, this week in 2012, it was episode 23 called First Timers. Now, this is one of our all-time favorite episodes. This is the episode when Kian Siggins, for the first time ever, bought coffee in the canteen. And it was such a big deal. And we sat there and we did a commentary on the entire thing as he went up, queued up, bought a coffee. James had a somewhat sexual release as a result. It was very entertaining. Also in that episode, Michael has been sick. Luke has been sick, but he's okay now. Dreadlines is as empty as an empty bucket. Well, this was back when Chris Moyles first left his show and Nick Grimshaw took over and I said that it was garbage. Catch Up features... I'm not even going there. Cardboard cutouts of Mr. OD are taking over the universe. Now, 3 years ago, to the week, we discussed cardboard cutouts of Mr. OD on the podcast, and I'd like to proudly report that Mr. OD is standing right over there. He's standing right over there as we record.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, his picture, in all of the photos from the dramas over the years, he was always standing in exactly the same pose, and it looked like he was a cardboard cutout. So we did this joke on the website where we got his photo, and we cut him out. And get a chair, Michael, get a chair. I stuck him on the moon and in front of the Eiffel Tower and all these things. But I do enjoy the fact that we're discussing this while he's standing right over there, 3 years after we first did. Also on this episode, Jimmy sang the Fair City theme. Luke sang the Fair City theme. Luke, blah, blah, blah. Tomato Sauce's headphones are too loud. He can't hear us calling him. The Primetime Emmy Awards. Oh, it's so stupid. Michael's back. This is from this week in JL Show history.
Where's he gone?
I don't know. It says Michael has been sick. And then, no, this was before the years, I think. Well, maybe this is when it was starting. Michael's back.
What year?
This is in September 2012.
Third year.
This was the start of third year. Christmas starts now. Luke sings the first song of 2012. Can you guess what it is? New segment. Favorite. JL started in January 2012. We started in the second year. New segment, favorite pie. Luke loves...
podcast thing is getting really sad.
Shut up. Kian is here. Luke went to his local church for the first time. Continuing the theme of first times, Kian makes a purchase in the studio canteen for the first time ever. It may be the best JNL moment so far ever. And you know what? To this day, it is still probably the best JNL moment ever.
Is Jimmy neutral or Jesus neutral?
Well, it used to be Jimmy and Luke, and now it's Jesus
JL.
Lives.
What's the best JL?
It was when Kian bought coffee from the canteen for the first time. You were there for it, I'm pretty sure. And we sat at the table there, Kian went up and got a coffee, and James and I were getting really hysterical about it. Doesn't matter. Jimmy gets a little overexcited. The show is over for this week. Kian can't finish his coffee on time.
Aww.
This week in 2013, Michael, you want to do the honors of reading out the show notes for this week in 2013? What was the name of the episode?
Fire City. New episode of the Jimmy and Luke show available.
That's true.
Fair City. Someone dies. King of Quizzes. Jimmy's in the lead. Judge Jimmy. A robbery occurs.
Oh no! Not a robbery.
Agents of SHIELD.
Okay. This is taking too long. Then this week in 2013, we also did a show from the Plowing Championships with Jimmy, Luke, T, and Michael, Johnny, Owen. Oh, you were on that.
I think I was around, but I don't think I was.
You're listed on the show notes. Anyway, and then this was last year, 132. This week, last year, you went to Switzerland. And you did three shows. Well, it was last week, and then this week we released the episodes. So we did three. You did three Switzerland episodes. You and Shane and Michael and Kian and special guests.
You and Shane and Michael. And Jim.
Okay.
And now, same to you.
All right. So, what else do we have to talk about today? Lots of exciting stuff, listeners, because it's been a big week here at JNL headquarters.
We first want to talk about somebody that Owen is mildly interested in.
Man, I'm going bald.
That's a mildly interesting.
Yeah, Lucien's going to be bald before he's leaving, sir.
No.
We're going to be bald before I'm 35.
At the rate he's losing hair, his hairline is receding at about 1 centimeter a week.
Someone tries to hit you in the eyes.
It's actually kind of quite concerning at the moment.
So,
you can actually see where his hair has been
falling out. What I'll say is someone tries to poke me in the eyes, they only hit forehead.
I've written a song about my balding.
If you sing, I will hit you.
You're not going bald.
I'm going to sing it.
It's just a puberty thing.
No.
I'm going to sing it. Where are the lyrics now? I kept them in here somewhere. Okay.
I'm going to do a forest by Neil
Young. What is the song set to?
Okay, it's set to Old Man by Neil Young, okay?
Yeah.
So, and I have the instrumental version here. I'm going to play it to myself and keep myself in tune, okay? It's only going to take about a minute, so just bear with me, listeners. This song's going to be fantastic. It's called Bald Man, though.
Bald Man.
All right, so you guys are going to be able to hear the backing track, but okay.
Great.
No. Bald man, look at your head.
Oh, yes.
Owen's filming me. I'm
sorry. Everyone falls out.
My Snapchat locked down by itself.
Please stop filming me. This is an invasion of privacy. I can sue you all. It's illegal to make videos.
All you're getting is forehead.
What?
Who won the shit again?
Game of Thrones broke the record for most wins ever.
That isn't that good.
The West Wing is not even that good. The West Wing previously had. And Veep won all the comedy awards, which is disgraceful because it's garbage. So.
I see your Snapchat.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Owen, you're not even filming right now.
Yeah,
Lulu was showing me on her phone one of these videos you took of like a bottle falling in slow motion. It's really weird.
I want to say.
For a second, yeah, go ahead, do what you like.
Owen, please stop filming me so I can see myself.
I don't see doing anything at home problems as well.
Let's start it again. Okay,
here we go. We're starting again. No, I need them.
All right, here we go.
When you call my dad.
Bald man, look at your head. Now it's shiny and clean. Bald man, look at your head. Now it's shiny and clean. Such a great song. Bald man, look at your head. 18 and your hair is dead. Shouldn't use conditioner like they told you to. Your long golden locks, now stored in a box. Don't let your soul get lost. Ugly balding Lou. Bald man, take a look at your head. Now it's shiny and clean. Please delete that one, please. You look quite middle-aged and a lot like Dean. Dough Beetle likes to mock you because he's really mean. Oh, and please delete that. You will delete that. All right, everybody, we're coming up to the reprieve.
conditioner like they told you to.
Alright, I'm done. I'm finished.
I'm
finished.
That was terrible.
I'm finished. It's terrible.
So you're gonna walk around the side until Stone Lake is
over. No, wait for Michael to come back.
That was terrible.
That was really bad.
Sorry, that was terrible.
I know. What did you expect?
Usually I like your covers. That was terrible.
You like my covers. How many of them have you heard?
No, you haven't. I have a whole album of covers that I recorded when I was 10 years old. And you've heard none of them.
It's not a cover, is it?
No, it was a parody.
It was a parody of anything.
Antibacterial.
Antibacteria is not covers, though. That's original music.
I've done a lot of covers.
Like, I did a whole album of covers when I was 10 called Only the Best. And some of the songs, I did all these gaga
Beyonce's. Only the Snapchats.
Those When Will My Hero Return for the War things are never funny.
You're Duke Mark Winchester.
What?
Duke Mark Winchester.
I don't.
No, did he say he's going to add you?
Yeah.
So we have very exciting news this week.
No, I don't.
We here at the show are all... Where did Johnny go? Where did Johnny go?
My Snapchat logged out before, but...
I don't know where Michael's gone, so you have to take his place.
I'm starving. I didn't make lunch.
Oh, yeah, I'm Michael.
So, we're all big fans of the app Quiz Up here on the show.
It's a
great app. And as of today, I'm proud to announce the JL Show is now a category on Quiz Up.
Everybody,
very exciting news. You can now play against...
I'm picked by the creators of Quiz Up.
Yeah, they sent me an email that said, we love your show. They said, your show is so popular, we need you to do a category. And I said, my pleasure, and they paid me $1 million.
So we have some great questions.
Where's my half a mil?
I'm adding more and more questions every day. Currently, there's about 25, so you can, in theory, play 3 to 4 games.
Three, 4 games.
This is bullying.
For at least 2 or 3 minutes. Hashtag stand with Ray.
Oh, it's bullying.
I have questions like from.
I want you to read like, all the other ones too.
If you don't read all the other ones, I'm telling on you.
Okay, tell on me.
What here is weird there? It's like a. Alright. Does anyone here
need to. Oh, and if you post videos of me behind my back and say, I've never done it to you, you know.
Does anyone have 30 cents?
I've never done it to you.
Post
a picture
of you.
Well, I do care, and when I care, you have to.
Go to the drinking fountain.
I don't really have to.
You do have to, because you're breaking the law. If I don't want you so bad, you do it.
Because
you filled me without my permission. So,
Here, how much is the Capri Sun? Capri Sun in your.
A Capri Sun pack.
Is that a your.
I think what he was doing there was filming me and pretending he was showing you something so that I'd lunge forward towards the camera and he could catch me.
Oh, yeah. Look at this.
Owen filmed me singing and now he's going to post it on Snapchat and I don't know what to tell myself. Michael, you missed the rest of the song. It was fantastic.
Actually, I already deleted that video.
So, Michael, anyway. Tell us about your Hong Kong.
We're looking at this.
Tell us all the details.
I'm hearing FTB. FBD.
FBD, insurance.
Yeah.
Why did you have to ring them now?
I was trying to get insured.
Don't wait a couple hours.
Who's that? No, because...
I feature everything. I just have
the call center in Galway.
Okay.
So the
I do.
Why
did you see? What does that say to you?
What
does this look like?
Doodle.
No, it starts here.
I assume it says Lunchtime Squad upside down or something.
It says Lucy2015.com.
I don't think one in the .com bit.
Wait, does it say Lucy2015.com?
No, it says Lucy2015.
Where is it? I can't see it.
It's there somewhere.
Hey, Griffin.
Nope, no bother.
Nope, go away.
We're just recording.
No, go away.
You just see what you're singing is a song, so.
You missed my song.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It's about how I'm going bald. It's called Bald Man.
I'm going to upload it to YouTube anyway.
It's a version of
Bald Man.
We're going to discuss the I Stand With Ray campaign.
Please like and subscribe.
So right now, well, this is the podcast, but the I Stand With Ray is irrelevant. Okay, 14 minutes. Now. So now we're going to play you an interview with Jake Tiernan, one of the people behind the Ice Town with Ray campaign, who has been given punishment unjustly for his actions. This is a brief interview with him, and we'll come back in just a moment.
Okay.
All right, Jake, tell us about what happened.
It's very hard to talk about right now. But we're all aware of the recent events. There's tears in my eyes.
Do you think free speech and democracy as we know it is dead?
Yes, and stand-up comedy also.
Oh, jeez.
your campaign is being oppressed, yeah?
Yeah.
This is just horrendous.
I don't think it's dead, I just think it's very flawed.
And do you think I Stand With Ray could help to alleviate the pain and the fact that we have a celebrity sponsor guy in Joe McCall?
I think the fact that the people have been showing their outrage about the situation shows how much the campaign really meant to people.
Our I Stand With Ray Facebook post has got 680 reach. That's 680 people versus the one who doesn't like your posters. So you can keep that.
That's what I want to hear.
You can remember that and keep it in your heart when you feel upset that your rights are being destroyed by the machine.
That's what I want to hear.
Very good.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, thanks to Jake for speaking to us. I think we should show now that we have a special celebrity. We have a special celebrity who has approved our Ice Town with Ray campaign. He was Ireland's representative in Eurovision several years ago. He was the winner of You're a Star, and now he is on the X Factor UK. And he got through from he was on TV last week. He got through from the auditions, and now he's going through. It's Radio X.
Put on Radio X.
Radio X is Chris Moyles' station.
Radio X.
Is it Radio X?
Yeah.
Let me see.
I just thought it.
All right, so Joseph McCall is now on the X Factor. So Joseph McCall last night sent us a really nice and kind and generous message supporting the Ice Town with Ray campaign.
He must be really bored.
And he's a big TV star, and this is what he said. Wait, how do you go back
to the beginning?
Guess who stands with Ray? I stand with Ray.
So is he a real person?
Yes, he is. He's a big TV star. He was on the X Factor last week, which had like 9 million viewers or some shit.
Yeah.
Worst television program of all time. So, Joseph McCall.
Our year is pure harmless.
Oh, yeah, he had a harm and some shit.
What we do for fun is we make up fake
students. Yeah. In other schools, they do for fun is they build bombs and they smoke.
I'm sorry.
We're all not Neanderthals like you're in Fox, I'm just saying.
Slanderous.
Scandalous is slanderous.
Slanderous.
But unfortunately, it's fair. Oh, yeah. This is official.
Well, if it's true, then you can't. Then he can't sue.
Every time he comes back, Lily.
If it's true, you can't sue.
And if it's true, you can't.
Remember the time you couldn't spell water, Lily.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I don't.
Funny.
I have a suspicion that Kieran Fox does not have the attention span to listen to the first 16 minutes of an episode of this.
I'm going to send him a tweet right now.
Yeah. I'm sure he's not even on Twitter. He can't write.
Who's this shit?
That's our best impression of
him.
All Mr. Ben has been followed by the posse.
So, the squad goals. Yeah, that would actually be a great
squad.
No, don't leave. We have more to talk about.
Don't get the shit out of your shitty.
So, guys, how are you doing on the JL Show quiz up category?
I played it once and won against the pot.
It's only 5:30. Stay for 5 minutes.
Can you play against the pot?
Stay for five. Yeah. You can't. Stay for 5 minutes.
No.
No. Stay for five. Stay for five.
We'll try and go for them.
Where are you going?
All right, but give me a sec. Give me a sec. Give me a sec.
All right, let's go.
2 seconds. Please give me a second, like I asked. Please give me a second, like I asked. Keep singing. There's stuff. No, there isn't.
There is.
No students in there.
That's like a home completion organization group or something like that.
So do we have school on Monday?
No.
So listen, if you don't get in, will you literally?
Will you force
yourself into a
meeting? That would be my plan. Yeah. My plan would be to beg to be given an extra seat. Because the democratic system has failed, they haven't elected a rightful king, and hence they need to be told that I'm the rightful king. It needs to be shoved in their throats. That would be the only way to get that. So, yeah, exactly. It's usually bad. Sorry.
She wasn't laughing at me, she was laughing at a friend for saying you're sorry.
No,
he's
laughing.
No one laughs at me. It's like, I am cool, you don't laugh at cool people.
Basically, by the end of it, they didn't know what they were laughing at.
Yeah, they were just like,
hilarious.
But this new year room, like, it's so much.
Who?
Everyone's so childish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean the year group. Oh, yeah.
Year group.
I thought you meant, like, the 2015, 2016 year. What else do we have to talk about? Sandwich Ray, Loose Balding. What other news was there?
Well, I guess we didn't really talk about I Stand With Ray, but I guess it's not the same.
Jake said it all. I interviewed him upstairs before we started recording.
Twitter.
His Facebook has, like, yeah, I post.
Is there teachers in both? Do teachers see that?
Say,
Mr. Purcell.
I'd say Mr. Purcell probably sees it, yeah.
You should link him that video.
This video. Oh, Mr. Purcell has seen my campaign videos.
Oh, right.
So I'd imagine he's probably looking at my website, and the I Stand With Ray videos on the website.
Yeah.
The website's advertised on all the posters, so I'd say teachers are looking up the website. And my videos, I took them off because they're filmed in school, and that's against the policy.
The I Stand With Ray I put up on it.
Put it
up. Oh, look at that. They're using Chrome. I don't know. Watch it.
Go, mate.
You're going to kill somebody now. Jesus. Can that be done with one of my Lucian business cards?
No,
try it with one of my Lucian business
cards. No, because it's a hard card.
Yeah. Still, I want you to try one of my Lucian business cards.
No, you can't do it.
Where are my business cards? I put my pants on backwards this morning.
You didn't put your pants on backwards.
I can't find any of my cards. I have a whole stack of them. Oh, here we go, here we go. Alright, try it with the Lucian card. Try it with the Lucian card.
It's not going to work.
I'd say you could, yeah. What I do with Lucian
nah.
What I do with Lucian cards is that I get the pack of them and then I boom move my thumb backwards and then I go flying into space.
Like this.
And if you film in slow motion it looks really cool. Okay, that's really stupid. Oh Jesus. You're gonna slice somebody through the skull with that.
I bet this guy's a cat person.
No, I hate cats. Disgusting.
I love cats.
Not a dog person.
Cats.
I hate dogs more, though, if that's what you're looking about, if you're asking about.
He prefers cats to dogs.
I do.
That's good.
Just yeah, about.
I just
prefer cats to dogs. I hate them both.
The internet also prefers cats to dogs.
Oh. Yes. They're smaller and more compact.
Dubious. Dogs are loyal.
They're disgusting monsters.
What?
They eat babies.
Oh my god, shut up, Lucy.
A dog is worse than an abortion doctor.
Oh my god.
It kills babies.
Shut up.
You know what eats loads of babies? You know what steals loads of babies?
But you're for abortion.
Dodo.
Shut up.
Yeah, no, it's a joke. But you know that dodos. You know dodos steal babies? They steal human babies. If you leave a baby by a river, a dodo will steal it. It happens in Australia. Every day, like 12 children are stolen by dodos. The leaves them at the river and the dodo is like comes along and picks it up with its beak and steals it. It's a problem. It is a problem. Because John Oliver did a whole thing about it. I hate John Oliver, but I used to like a show and he used to do a thing about dodos where he compared different politicians to baby eating dodos. So this guy who was like a speaker of the House of Representatives stood up in Congress and was like, the man on HBO last week, John Oliver, compared me to a dodo. He said, I am not and have never been a dodo. Like,
I win! Basically,
it's
John
garbage.
Stewart.
It's
basically John Stewart.
He's like an even more annoying British version of John Stewart.
Yeah.
And John Stewart's not funny.
No, is that The Daily Show?
No. The Daily Show's new host is this black South African guy called Trevor Noah, and he hasn't started yet.
Shane, why aren't you doing soccer?
And he's even
John
like.
Stewart doing the Daily
Show. John Stewart did The Daily Show until 2 months ago. Now Colbert is doing The Late Show and is a terrible host.
Oh my god,
it's
yeah.
so bad.
Oh my god,
it's so bad.
So bad.
That's John Oliver.
It's John Oliver, yeah.
Wait,
he's
about.
He's. Well, we're just talking about
Colbert.
How much we dislike him.
Oh my god.
Colbert is so bad.
So terrible.
I mean,
what does he look like?
He's tall, got glasses, curly hair.
Like, see, he was interviewing.
Well, I saw it. Did you watch the interview with Trump? He was like, they booed Trump, and he was like, do not boo Trump, he's my guest.
Well, it's fair to speak.
No, like, I mean, what is he? Fine. But Colbert is, like, known to be very, very liberal, right? But he's
having
Republicans on the show, right? He has these Republicans on the show.
No, fuck!
Like,
that hurts like shit.
People complain about
not even skin mark.
What about, try this one. Because people complain about Fallon not asking the Trump
Did you change out of 48?
I'm about to go back to Meteor, yeah. Because 48 suck and Meteor have free cinema tickets, so. You're going to get expelled, Owen, for doing this.
I don't give a shit.
That's the right answer.
You won't be allowed to do the leaving cert, Owen.
Yeah.
Hey, give us our car
you
back.
You'll have to do it with Larry in the
The Dodo School. I have internet signal here, actually.
Lucy, watch your head.
I have internet signal here. How could I take advantage of that while we do a show?
Lucy, hold your hand to hold your phone up and break your phone.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do that.
That's actually bleeding.
That's actually kind of... That, like, you know, it kind of puts a bit of a bruise on your rib, kind of.
Was there anything
What's the
else
technique,
Jake?
Don't spin at me.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
Oh, I know what we need to talk about. I know what we need to talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
No, like Richard's the only person I know who does that. He like carries a guitar around for the sake of carrying
Richard
a guitar.
Richard is so bad at the guitar.
Oh my god! Didn't that guy in the picture yesterday look exactly like Ian? Like the same kind of guy.
Yeah.
Like perching on the thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh look at me! I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Why?
Because he's just ripping off Kian's whole thing.
He's ripping it. That's true, actually.
He's just stealing it.
Whoa, Michael.
So, we must mention, we can't go through an episode without mentioning that Fall TV has begun. The Muppets. Have you seen the new Muppets show yet, Michael?
No.
Awful. So bad. It's a sitcom about the Muppets.
I mean, yeah.
Backstage.
That is going to be bad.
Like, it's about Miss Piggy's on a talk show and the whole show is set backstage. And they had that at the end of the episode. The episode's 18 minutes, right?
How could you make a TV show out of the Muppets?
Because Muppets Most Wanted flopped. Because it was good and people went to see it. Muppets Most Wanted.
Oh,
so now there's a new Muppets. It is a fantastic film. It is fantastic. Muppets Most Wanted is absolutely brilliant.
What's the first one?
First one was Muppets. Muppets Most Wanted is fantastic. I swear to God. Brilliant film.
Remember that treasure?
National
Treasure Book Secrets is on Netflix.
Oh, nice. But you can get both National Treasure films for 50 cents in... CEX, you can get the box set of the two for like 50 cents.
Let's throw my one for all card.
Still a box set. Well, how much is that? This is you still haven't spent that.
No.
I wish I could. Tell me a good shop that I would go to. Michael, you don't seem to realize after 6 months.
How much does that work?
Michael,
no, it's not.
You realize
it's
after
like,
6 months it goes down, they take a euro off every month. You know that, don't you? After 6 months, if you don't use it, they take
a
euro off every month.
That's like 2 years. I've done before.
That's bullshit. Would they not try and discourage you from spending?
Yeah. No, I mean, if you haven't used it, then they'll be taking a euro off every month. And she gave this to you in June last year.
No,
so that's been 15 months.
I
15
life,
euro,
I
not for me. Out of 15.
I actually had a lifestyle one that didn't expire for like 4 years.
Yeah, but one for all or worse. One for all or shit. They're full of little tiny small things.
You should still try it. Anyway.
Okay, well, what shops can I go into?
Get the list online. Eason's.
There's not a lot, really. Pennies, Dunn's.
H&B. Oh, Pennies. I should have got
that. I got one 3 weeks ago, and I just went to Pennies because I don't know if it's good.
No,
I bought a lightsaber.
If only I knew, I had this in my wallet the whole time.
I bought a lightsaber and then I went
to one for all songs.
It's one for all, one for all, one for
all. Oh yeah!
That's just a version of a famous song though. What's the song with that's what's the song with that?
No, that's a famous song.
It's like the one that everybody knows.
Yeah.
Hey, that white guy's beat up that black guy.
So I'm trying
to think
of concepts for my final campaign video.
No.
I kind of want to do some really intense, like, post-apocalyptic thing with Brothers in Arms or some shit, but, like, I can't think
you
of any...
You just throw that away.
I want to have Brothers in Arms.
Have
it be, like, really intense, yeah. But I can't think of anything to put in it.
Just put that Johnny Cash song over in the video.
No, I'm not. I want to use Brothers in Arms. Brothers in Arms is even better than that Johnny Cash song. Brothers in Arms is an amazing song. Dire Straits. I think I have a copy. They use it in the West Wing once, and it's amazing. I think I have a copy of Brothers
Dramatic
in Arms. Oh, yeah. It's this like anti-Vietnam song, and it's 6-7 minutes. It's absolutely fantastic. I think I have a copy. No, I don't.
Vietnam was good war and should have been finished.
I thought I had Brothers in Arms.
You have an iPod with you?
Well, what happened is...
No.
This is my bloody bank account number.
Anyway, Brothers in Arms is fantastic, and it's just got great guitar. But no, I want to use it in the film, but I don't know what images to put over it. Like, I don't know how to film on school cameras.
Probably the one of Daryl.
It's already cracked. Here, hold on for a second.
No, but like I need to fill like 7 minutes of video, and I've got no. I need like an interview or some people, and I don't know.
No, you should do like the still images of people's face,
like a 2 second image of people's face
of a
side
or something.
Like,
where they get faster and faster.
Yeah.
I have lifestyle sports card, and they just finally end up with you.
The
home, the journey home for me is going to be very interesting because
you're going to my college.
So you have to fit four people in the Audi.
Oh, oh shit!
Why?
Why do you have to fit me, Kevin, my mom, and Tommy?
Tommy Fardy.
Oh, Tommy Mahida.
I've never heard
second
of him.
Year, second year,
second year. Never heard
you
of him.
You know Jack Mahida in fourth year?
No.
Okay, he's my neighbor.
Okay.
So we give him he's a lift, like, we give him a lift, like, every day.
Somebody want to look at the camera and say the school is broken?
Yeah.
The school is broken, man.
I want Michael.
No, do it. I'll do it.
Why do you want me to do it? I won't do it.
The school is broken.
It's not broken.
One, two, three. The school has never been better than ever.
It doesn't matter. You know what? This isn't going to work. We're putting you guys in a campaign video is useless. No one's going to
see that video now.
No one's going to
see that video now.
I will. I will. But Owen, here's the difference. You took that voluntarily. You looked at the lens, which means you were doing it voluntarily. Whereas I
changed my mind.
I started
not
to.
It was voluntarily. This school is broken.
Look, I've deleted it. I've deleted it now.
I don't really give a shit.
Yeah, but that was a child protection issue.
I don't want to be in any of your crappy videos this year.
I'm not doing anymore.
I hope Michael gets elected.
I don't have time to film stuff, so I just won't do another video.
If I ran a Shane Kelly whacking them over the bar, I know exactly.
Just add in
a
load of random clips from all your old
videos.
But I don't have that many old videos. Yeah, like the one of me kicking. Well, you should do. Yeah, but I've
never
used
you
that. You should
do like a montage. People only share a video if they're in it. So that's why my last video was so successful because everyone was it. There was like 25 people, so they all shared it, and then it got 1,800 views.
I still think you could do the thing with the faces.
Nah.
Wait, what was the faces thing?
The racism.
Yeah, the racism ad where it's like, no, the racism.
Yeah, and all the footballers in different languages. Yeah, do that shit. That's good.
I don't have time. I won't bother. I've won it anyway.
You've won now.
I've won it anyway.
Maybe you should just have a video of you walking down the hall like, you know.
Yeah, I don't like. I don't want to be in it myself.
And just losing.
So tell me now. It's a year since you went to Switzerland. What's changed in Switzerland?
Not much.
Do you have fond memories of Switzerland?
Nope.
Yeah.
Right. I don't because I wasn't there.
Neither was I.
There's a
question on the quiz off.
Shane, just being completely obsessed with ghosties.
What are ghosties?
Tell us about that.
As if in ghosties when you defecate.
No, yes.
Yeah.
When you take a shit but you can't see it. Can.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's no marks when you wipe.
Is ghosties going to be our episode title tonight?
No marks.
Oh, yes.
I'm not sure.
I think it is an episode title.
I've never heard the word ghosties before in my life. So. I can imagine, yeah.
Do you ever take a wiper? Where you keep wiping, but it's like, won't stop.
There's some Chris Pratt shit there.
These are all real terms for real things that exist.
Look them up on Urban Dictionary to find out what they mean.
Bald man, look at your head. 18 and your hair is dead.
Stop! If you drop it, it's littering. That's littering. That's littering.
Jesus Christ! Oh, what? Great. Play jail show quiz up. You have to search for jail show. Somebody take this. Take this shit. Take this.
I need to log in first.
I thought I had Brothers in Arms on my phone.
What makes a bald man?
This is gonna go. Oh shit! This is gonna turn up so loud now when John Cena comes on.
Oh, it's John Cena. I love this one.
It's gonna turn up so loud now. So it'll be humiliating.
Why are people putting out the end of videos?
Because it's funny.
Because they think it's funny.
It is pretty funny.
It's not funny.
John Cena.
You should make like a video, you know, like the ones that have on for the poor children in Africa and stuff. Except for Rey Mysterio.
There's no point.
Oh, who's gonna make Rey Mysterio's campaign?
Complaining.
Video?
His campaign's over. Complaining about Rey Mysterio is not gonna benefit me any more than earlier.
Can I make a Rey Mysterio campaign video?
If you use Joseph McCall.
Do one now.
I'm just like, Rey Mysterio.
You have to use Joseph McCall's thing, though.
Yeah, I'll put it in the end.
Exactly. Who names the song first? I'll give you a prize. Name the song. 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 Name the song.
Shut up.
Name the song. Name the song. Name the song.
Name
the song. Name the song. Name the song. Name the song. You seriously don't know the name of the song?
I probably do, but I can't remember.
Such a famous, it's like our favorite song.
Melbourne Sound,
correct.
Oh, yeah, it's Melbourne Sound.
Yeah, because it keeps going.
It took me so long to get the name.
But you
enter a tooth.
I think this just sounds like a generic song.
You can't. They have to approve it, and I had to prove that we'd done 200 episodes and that it was a big deal. Reverse economics is not established enough.
Mom says, trust in me.
I do want a friendship.
For what? Reverse economics isn't established enough yet.
I do want it myself, so you guys should guess stuff about me.
No, because you're...
Look at this guy playing...
Johnny's playing the bot now. All right, let's watch, everybody. This is a live game on Quiz Off.
God damn it.
Of the jail show. Okay, read out the questions.
Complete the quote. Nobody wants a black...
Wife, widow, friend, or microphone muffler?
Friend.
Do you know the answer?
It's friend.
Wrong. It's widow.
I said microphone muffler.
But we did a whole joke about back microphone.
What does Sherika look like, Sam, and the other Sherika
look like? What does Sherika look like? Do you not know that?
No.
These are so famous. These are all our most famous jokes from the first two episodes. No, it's you look like Sherlock Holmes. These are all the jokes that Jimmy and I did for the first 10 episodes. Like,
oh, 10 episodes.
Yeah. Who did not go to Switzerland? Michael, Key, and Shane, or Jimmy?
Jimmy.
Correct.
Yeah, I got one right.
Easy.
How's the bot doing?
18.
The bot's beating you.
Which of these
is a regular recording location for the podcast? P-spot, Z-spot, G-spot, or A-spot?
Yay. I have a day you got Z-spot.
All right, what's the next question?
Round 5.
It's probably going to be a picture round. What film did Luke Killian and Guest record a live commentary for in August 2015? Cat in the Hat, Star Wars, Revenge of the Sith, Avengers Age of Ultron, or Interstellar?
What happened after I left, actually?
Chloe showed up. And then Kieran phoned in from the social. It was so brilliant. Have you ever seen that?
No.
So Kieran like pops up on the screen and he's in the middle of the social with all these people and he's like, yay!
I just randomly guessed David there. It said the handsome looking...
But it was a picture of David.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There was a picture of David, did you not see it?
JL 200. It was in this month. No, last month. Oh, no, it was before we left.
Did you not know that? It was in May 22nd.
No.
So what's the score? 70 to 50 to the bot.
Yeah.
So Johnny just lost a game of Quiz
Off. No, 70.
Oh, you won.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, just about.
You just about won a game of Quiz about your own podcast.
17 to 18. I won by miles.
Okay. So the bots really stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, the bots are new. They only brought them in yesterday. So.
Who else knows about fucking the JL show?
But the bot is supposed to know, like, every couple hours. Like, the bot is just randomly generated, whether it knows it or not. That's littering.
I got my first title. Yeah.
It's probably just some generic title, because we don't have JL show titles yet.
Oh, we should have some.
I don't know if they'll let me have them, though.
Just have them, like, Jimmy, Luke, Johnny.
No, I come up with something better than that. I have something better than that. Yeah. Like, Stitcher Kill My Family sort of thing. Maybe like King of the Mountaintop. Oh yes, I have brilliant ideas for them now. King of the Mountaintop, Ebola Czar. Stitcher Kill My Family, The Horror Ghost. Think of all the cool things that are like kind of related to the show.
The Horror Ghost. Wait, I'm the Horror Ghost.
Yeah? The Horror Ghost at the first level.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then you move up to bigger and better things.
That's a fucking level that I'll be forever.
Guys, hold up! Guys! Johnny and I were just trying to think of some cool titles. You know the titles on Quiz Off when you like achieve a certain level and need a title. What ones could we have for that category? We were thinking of like The Horror Ghost, Ebola Czar, Stitcher Victim.
Stitcher CEO,
yeah.
Stitcher.
And then Chris Townsend would be the top level. Listen, right? And then Chris Townsend, and the top one is King of the Mountaintop.
Alright.
That would be great.
Who's your man that showed up?
Oh, Ryan. Ryan Alley.
Ryan Stoner.
I keep forgetting about him.
Stoner Ryan.
Ryan. Hey, Jenny. Jenny, remember me.
No, Jenny should be number one, like, the highest.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about that guy. We don't know who Jenny is. We don't know who she is.
They just joined and then just left.
Alright, anyway. That's 38 minutes. That is insanely long.
Yeah.
It's longer than most of the ones we do.
Yeah.
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 English.
Yeah. Shane, you want to give out the social media links to the listeners? You know them?
We definitely have to, like...
What's our website?
Shane,
can I don't really... You know our website?
Why are you carrying around that person?
Huh?
No, where, I don't even know where I found it.
I don't know. It was over the lockers, remember? I took some games to you.
Wait.
Do you not know
here,
where...
hold up a second.
No,
no,
I don't
know.
No. I'm probably going to play Quiz Off.
No!
I'm never here.
What? You don't even know what the website is for the boss.
TheJLShow.com.
Yeah, oh, I got it. Alright, thanks for listening. More hard work.
I've been here before, but always hit the floor. I've spent a lifetime running, and I always get away. But with you I'm feeling something that makes me wanna stay. I'm prepared for this. I feel like a storm is coming. If I'm gonna make it through the day, then there's no more use in running. This is something I gotta face. I wanna